Hey, this is the National Treasure, Nick Aldis, and you're listening to the All Night Long Wrestling Podcast.
It's the All Night Long Wrestling Podcast. With the Enforcer.
I believe they're called Enforcers, Gordon.
I sell women's shoes.
And the Stallion.
Stallion, baby!
I am not what you would call a handsome man.
I'll kick you in the nuts and you'll smile at me and like it.
All night long.
Oh, we're back with another edition of the All Night Long Wrestling Podcast, as Nick Aldis would say. And we are your hosts. He's the Stallion. I am the Enforcer, and I am on location via cell phone. So if the sound is terrible and I look older and wrinklier than usual, it's because of my iPhone X. Joe, what's your excuse?
I'm old and stupid looking. That's my excuse. Or reasons, a.k.a. reasons.
Either way, listen, we're both just two old guys talking wrestling. Speaking of wrestling, I mean, well, let's be honest here. My battery's going to die, so we're going to try to make this episode short and sweet. You know what we're talking? We are talking New Japan Pro Wrestling Dominion. Hot off the heels of, just an absolute fantastic show. The finale of the Best of the Super Juniors with John Moxon from Varsity Blues versus Juice Robinson. You had Shingo versus Will Ospreay in the finals, and you had Hiroshi Tanahashi versus Jay White. Three back-to-back-to-back great matches. And actually, Shingo is my new all-time top five dead or alive favorite wrestler, Joe.
Really? Shingo? Yeah.
Shingo. Did I know of Shingo before October? No, I didn't know of Shingo before October. I mean, I've heard him. I saw him in PWG a little bit, but he came to New Japan Pro Wrestling in October, and I believe he went on an 86-match undefeated streak that fell at the hands of Will Ospreay. So Will Ospreay is your 2019 Best of Super Juniors winner. Only man to do it twice in 4 years since, Fergal Devitt, Prince Devitt, a.k.a. Finn Balor, and now he will be challenging Dragon Lee this Sunday at like 3 a.m. our time for the IWGP Junior Heavyweight title. Joe, were you able to catch any of the matches from the Best of Super Juniors finale?
Only the John Moxley versus Juice Robinson match, which I found on YouTube. So I watched that. Could not find the finals on YouTube in full, so I just watched some highlights. And that's where I'm at.
Joe, why don't you ever take my New Japan World login?
I haven't earned it, and I feel like it's, you know, I feel like if I used your New Japan World login, not only would the stream somehow not work for me, but they would also revoke your subscription and probably charge you double for every month that you've already used it. Something terrible would happen along those lines. So that's why I just don't feel it's appropriate for me to do that.
Do you feel like I would be screwed over by the Yakuza, if you will?
I think the fact that we've even mentioned the Yakuza on air that will be available on the internet is probably not a good step for us. So. As we speak, Masahiro Chono is making some phone calls, and I have a feeling that, you know, I can't predict if there's going to be another podcast next week now, just because of the...
I was also going back and forth with a young lady on Twitter over the Bully Ray situation. The whole Bully Ray took a fan in the back because the fan called... Listen, long story short, not that I was arguing with her, but she said she knew said fan. And about halfway through, you messaged me. Do you remember what you said when you messaged me?
What, that she was an attorney?
Yeah, you're like, she's an attorney. This is not good.
We're going to wind up in jail. Did you see that Ring of Honor released a statement today?
Yeah, it was pretty much as their ongoing investigation, yada, 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 right?
Yeah, and I think that they didn't necessarily, from what I read of it, like they didn't necessarily fully, you know, back Bully Ray in the sense that it was like completely okay. I think they were saying that, like, you know, no active talent should be, you know, interacting with fans, you know, in such a way, like outside of like, you know, just their interaction during the show itself. Like, so they shouldn't be seeing them backstage or whatever. So I did catch that in the statement. So that led me to think that Bully was not 100% in the right in terms of how he handled the situation, according to Ring of Honor anyway. But we'll see. I still think that it's a little bit of a story that's a little bit, I don't know, overstated or maybe emphasized a little bit too much by the fan. I feel like it's a little bit, you know,
all right, not as bad. Here's a hot take for you. Listen, Bully Ray, I have two hot takes. I'll be very quick. Bully Ray is in no position really to tell people what they should or shouldn't be saying based alone on his 1998 Heatwave promo. However, there is something in the year 2019, Joe, called accountability. If said fan was mouthing off to anybody on the street, you're going to get punched in the mouth. So just because you buy a front row ticket, you sit there two nights in a row, and you think you could call the girls tramps, and then that's all he said that was actually said. But according to Velvet, Angelina, and Mandy, like, he said way, way worse. Listen, you don't say something and not expect repercussions, right? Like, you could boo people. You and I go to how many hundreds of wrestling shows have we been to? We've booed people. We've cheered people. The only person I might get personal with would be Paul Robinson in Progress because he spits on people. But aside from that, like, what, you're going to tell Velvet that she's got a fat husband that she has sex with? Like, dude, if the shoe's on the other foot and you say that to a wrestling couple, I don't know, Brock Lesnar, well, maybe not Brock, like Mark Haskins, for example, about Vicky Haskins. Like, you know, dude, just don't think the entire show is about you. This kid, that he sounds like a total tool, by the way. He's like, you know, go get your heat. Dude, what are you in the business, bro? You know, where did you train? Go get your heat. Shut up. Just the entitlement generation, Joe. It's the worst kind of thing to listen to. If you come up to somebody in the street and you say, hey, your wife is fat or something like that, you're going to get hit. So just because you pay a ticket to be entertained doesn't mean you could say all these things to wrestlers. I mean, it's just – I'm so sick and tired of hearing about these fans who think that the world owes them something, man. Like, the fans that are trying to get themselves over is one thing, but now, like, to be part of the show and then go on Twitter and complain about it. Dude, get a life, bro. Just get a life.
Yeah, I'm with you. I agree with you. It's an unfortunate story. I really feel like people just need to calm down. Like, don't say stupid stuff at the shows if you're a fan, you know, whether you're drunk or not. And then, you know, none of this would even be an issue if he wasn't, you know, overdoing it with his heckling. Let's put it that way. So,
and not for nothing, if I was sitting in the front row right next to him and he was saying some stuff like that, I would probably have words with him too. I'm like, dude, what's your effing problem? You know, sit down. Like, just people are the worst, bro. Society's only getting worse. I'm going to be honest with you.
You're not wrong.
This is like a microcosm of what's going on in life. But speaking of microcosm, I got to look that word up. We're here to talk about New Japan Pro Wrestling Dominion this Sunday. Joe, if you have the card in front of you, you want to start at the bottom, we're still going to be here. While you pull that up, let me let people know that if you want to follow along with us when we're watching it, no, we're not going to be watching it live, but all of our social medias, act all night long WP. We have a couple of really fun shows coming up. We're going to be going to Evolve in La Boom, and we're going to be at Shine back-to-back shows. So if you want some inside pictures, tweets, results, all that stuff, be sure to follow us at All Night Long WP and youtube.com/AllNightLongWrestlingPodcast.
All right, here we go. So the first match that I have here per the old Wikipedia for this show is one John Moxley versus Shota Umino in a singles match.
John Moxley wins at the showcase for him against one of the Young Lions.
I agree. Yeah, Moxley just won the whatever U.S. thing.
IWGP U.S. Heavyweight Title. What? Yeah. Why? What do you mean? Whatever. What's a whatever? Why the bad attitude?
It's just that I don't think that title has the prestige or legitimacy that some of the other New Japan titles has. So I'm
that's fair. I would agree with that. It's still in its infancy. I mean, it was only created last year, but it's been kind of played hot potato with, so I would agree with you.
Satoshi Kojima versus your friend Shingo
Takagi. Kojima is he's a great champion. He's been around a long time, but it is Shingo time. He is not going to lose back-to-back. They're going to build him up, possibly for the G1. I don't know. But he gets a very impressive win over Kojima.
Agreed. I think it's a match where Shingo will get a victory here and just get to showcase himself a little bit. Next, we have a tag team match. It's Jushin Thunder Liger and Yoshihashi versus Suzuki Goon of Minoru Suzuki and Zack Sabre Jr.
No reason to think Suzuki Goon should not win this. I know they're building up Liger and Suzuki pretty well, but you know, you can keep Liger strong by not having him take the pin and ZSJ and Suzuki getting the win here. So my vote goes to Suzuki Goon.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think Suzuki Goon will get the win, and maybe Yoshihashi is there to take the L, as they say. Six-man tag team match. So we have Hiroshi Tanahashi, Juice Robinson, and Taguchi versus Jay White, Chase Owens, and Taiji Ishimori.
Bullet Club's going to get the win here. It was Tanahashi, Juice, and who's the third member?
Taguchi.
Yeah, Taguchi. I mean, he had a great shot, a surprisingly strong showing in the Best of the Super Juniors, but unfortunately, I think he might take the pin here. Jay White's going to stay strong. I'm going to stick with Bullet Club on this one. Ishimori, you know, lost his title. He's kind of on the way back, and Jay White is probably a front runner for winner of the G1 this year. So I say they're making Bullet Club stay strong.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Bullet Club as well. I think I know they've been doing some stuff between Tanahashi and Jay White. Jay White just beat him, right, the other day, as you were mentioning earlier. So I don't know if that's the end of it or not, but I'm going to say that Bullet Club wins and, you know, goes, I don't know, maybe keep Jay White strong, as you said. Next is the singles match for the Never Open Weight Championship. It's Taichi versus Tomohiro Ishii.
Taichi and Ishii. Taichi beat Jeff Cobb for the title, and right after he beat Jeff Cobb, but he beat him with some dirty tactics. He beat him with a referee distraction, a microphone to the face, which is, if you're going to beat Jeff Cobb, that's how you do it. But right afterwards, he goes and he calls out Ishii. And then there's a great picture of Ishii like this. He's like, "You want to fight me?" So I love Ishii so much too, but I don't know if they're going to drop the title this quickly again with that Never Open Weight title. It's another title in New Japan that plays hot potato. So I'm going to say somehow, some way, Taichi finds a way to hold on to it and hopefully keep his pants on.
I'm going with Ishii because that's the only way I can go. Sure. Gorillas of Destiny versus LIJ, Sonata, and Evil for the IWGP Heavyweight Tag Team Championship.
You know, this one's tough because we have another impending match between the GOD and the Briscoes at some point, probably at the pay-per-view coming up later this month. I don't really know if Sonata and Evil can afford a loss here. I mean, they've been losing a lot lately. So I'm going to say we get an upset. We might even get a Briscoe brothers run in. Imagine that. They go all the way to Japan to get a little run in here.
I'd be so mad if I was them.
Dude, I mean, listen, you go to Japan, you go down to Roppongi, you have a couple of Sapporos, and you run in on a match. I don't know. I just feel like you can't have Evil and Sonata lose again unless they're going to go singles. So for me, I'm going to say we get an upset here, and the GOD drop the title to Evil and Sonata.
I agree. Yeah, I think it's going to be Evil and Sonata taking the titles here, and maybe GOD will finally lose it to the Briscoes at some point in the United States soon. Let's go to the IWGP Junior Heavyweight Championship match, which you mentioned earlier. It's Dragon Lee is the champion defending against Will Ospreay.
Oh, man. This is so good. I've watched a lot of Best of Super Juniors this year. It's thankful to New Japan World for uploading each match individually, too, so I can go through and pick the tournament matches. Dragon Lee has been criminally underrated, and Will Ospreay right now, to me, is a top five professional wrestler in the world. He's put on some size, but he could do everything he could do, you know, 20 pounds ago, but right now he does it better. I do believe Will Ospreay will be in the G1. This comes down to will Ospreay be in the G1 with the IWGP Junior Heavyweight title or not? I don't see how you have him do what he did in the Best of Super Juniors and not win the title. Dragon Lee is phenomenal. I love watching him, but he's not a full-timer in New Japan. So I say Will Ospreay takes the title.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think for that last point that you mentioned, which is, you know, to have Ospreay put on the performances and then get the win in the Best of Super Juniors and then have him lose a title match shortly after would not make much sense to me. So I'm going to go with Will Ospreay to get that title on this show. We have the Intercontinental Championship, which is Kota Ibushi defending against Tetsuya Naito, which is a rematch from the MSG show that we were at a few months ago.
Joe, you take this one. I'm still up in the air.
I'm going to go with Ibushi, and I feel like they really need to get Naito back into the heavyweight title picture, and you know, I don't know. I mean, you can swap the Intercontinental title here again. I just don't think that's just not what I would do. So I'm going to say that Ibushi retains the Intercontinental title, and maybe Naito can move on to a different feud over something different.
You know, part of me thinks the loser of this match wins the G1 this year. That's kind of what I'm leaning towards. You know, Ibushi just signed the lifetime deal with New Japan. The guy is literally going to be with New Japan Pro Wrestling until the day that he dies. That's an amazing deal. That's like a Rick DiPietro kind of contract or a Bobby Bonilla contract. However, Ibushi's 36, maybe 35, and he's literally just getting better. He's up there with Will Ospreay. He's one of the best wrestlers on the planet. I am going to agree with you on this one for the sole purpose of Naito needs to be by the heavyweight title picture. He's also not getting any younger, but LIJ is as over as they ever have been. So I'm going to say Naito.
You're going with Naito?
Naito.
Okay, because I went with Ibushi, right? So we're going against each other on this one, is what you're saying.
So hold on. I got Naito in my head because I see Naito in the G1 winning the G1. Ibushi retains, Naito goes on to the G1. Because the G1 is going to start probably a month and a half from now, and I don't think New Japan has any of the bigger shows between then. So Ibushi holds on to the title, Naito wrestles in the G1. Gotcha. Same thing.
So the main event is the IWGP Heavyweight Championship. It's Kazuchika Okada versus Chris Jericho.
Yeah, bloated Jericho loses.
Oh, that's just mean-spirited. That's not right at all.
No, Jericho's match with Omega at Double or Nothing was a little underwhelming. Nothing, however, was as underwhelming as his terrible finishing maneuver, the Judas Effect. Are you shaking your head in disagreement with me, or are you shaking your head because of my statement?
That's just not right. I mean, it's a back elbow. There's nothing wrong with that. I don't see any issues with his Judas Effect finisher. He's trying to keep his moveset fresh, and you know, he got a victory with it. So I don't think it deserves all the hatred that you're putting on it right now.
Nick Jackson has been doing a spinning back elbow for 12 years, and he landed so much cleaner than the Jericho one. I love the idea of Jericho freshening up his moveset. I just don't like the Judas Effect. he's not going to win the match, and him calling himself the Painmaker at the vignette that aired at the Best of Super Juniors was tough to listen to. But this is probably going to be more of his style of a match. I think Okada can mold to Jericho really well. They'll probably have a very good match, but I don't see Jericho winning the title.
Yeah, I don't either. I Okada just won it back at the Garden a few months ago. So I don't think that Jericho would be the guy to beat him for it, especially, you know, within maybe like 3 months or so of that, if actually less than that, maybe 2 months or so of him winning it. So I think Okada will retain, but I'm sure, like you said, it'll be an entertaining match because all of Okada's matches seem to be very entertaining.
They don't call him the best thing since sliced bread for nothing, Joe. Actually, they don't call him that, period. That being said, I have a very high level of interest in the show. I think there are three or four very, very good matches on paper that I'm looking forward to seeing. What I noticed was there's no Marty Scurll and no Brody King. That's a little surprising to me, considering they were in Japan for the entire G1 for the Best of Super Juniors. So,
yeah, you know, maybe this card, I don't know if this version I have up is finalized, or maybe they'll get thrown into a six-man or something of some sort. I don't know how that'll all work. But, yes, I have read some of the results of them on the tour, so I don't know why they wouldn't be included in this show, but maybe that'll change before Sunday.
Who knows? We still got time. But that being said, are you excited for Samurai Showdown tomorrow?
No, I'm not, because I'm not going to be home. And by the time I get home, I'm going to be too tired to watch it. So, no.
I honestly, the only match I know on the card is Goldberg and Taker. So, my prediction is Taker.
Okay. I'll go Goldberg.
That's what we do, man. We split it right down the middle, as Fonzie said. That being said, like I said, make sure you follow us on all the social media outlets at All Night Long WP. We were at NXT last weekend. We have some cool pictures up from there. Actually, we had a cool story up from there. We have Evolve coming up. We have Shine coming up. And I seem to the one wrestling show each week I seem to be watching consistently live is Wednesday night's Beyond Wrestling Uncharted Territory. So if you are a fan of Beyond Wrestling, be sure to follow us at All Night Long WP everywhere you can find us. YouTube.com/AllNightLongWrestlingPodcast. Subscribe, like, rate, review, do all that stuff. And we are this much closer to our own professional wrestling t-shirt store at ProWrestlingTees.com. We're getting there, Joe. We're getting there, buddy.
We are. Don't forget BlueChew.com promo code WPP. Was it $5?
Yeah, $5 gets that PP up and running is what it does.
Make your weenus a genius. WPP. BlueChew.com.
We're tapping out. He's Joe and I'm Mike. We're